Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The EPA has issued an order requiring cleanup to start at the San Jacinto River waste pits. News 88.7's Natalie Weber tells us the order comes after years of delays.
Jackie Medcalf has been advocating for cleanup of the site for more than a decade. She's the executive director of the Texas Health and Environment Alliance, a nonprofit organization she founded after suffering health problems from drinking toxic well water at her family's home near the San Jacinto River. At a press conference Wednesday, Medcalf praised the EPA's order.
This is a big win for our community and for the years of work and persistence that brought us to this very moment.
The waste pits were designated as a Superfund site in 2008. International Paper Company and McGinnis Industrial Maintenance Corporation are responsible for cleanup of the site. I'm Natalie Weber, News 88.7.
The companies involved didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. If you disagree with your Harris County property tax appraisal, you have the option of filing a protest. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
Jason Cunningham is the deputy chief appraiser for the Harris Central Appraisal District. And he says the first thing to do is to get the iFile number from your appraisal. Go online and open an account.
You can file your protest online, which is what I suggest people do, because you immediately get a confirmation that it's been received and that it's on time.
That will start the protest process with the appraisal district. But Cunningham says to be sure to follow up with pictures of damage, improvements, slab works, anything that works in your favor to get a new appraised value that's amenable to you. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Baseball at Daikin Park this afternoon. The Astros fell to the Dodgers 12-2. That's as Carlos Correa is out for the season with an ankle injury. Slight chance of rain tonight. Cloudy skies.